Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Amber Rainey. The six cardiologists who funded the American Heart Association back in 1924 would be amazed. From humble beginnings, the AHA, American Heart Association, has grown into the nation's oldest and largest voluntary organization dedicated to fighting heart disease and stroke. Heart disease is the number one killer worldwide, and stroke ranks second globally. Even when those conditions don't result in death, they can cause disability and diminish quality of life. The American Heart Association's size and scope lets them have real impact. They've invested more than $4.5 billion in research, more than any U.S. nonprofit organization. Imagine a San Diego where healthy choices are equitable and accessible, where your freeway exit does not determine your health. The American Heart Association is fighting heart disease and stroke, the number one and number five killers of all Americans, by making the places we live, learn, work, play, pray, and heal healthier. Joining Living Better in San Diego today is Dr. Ramon Hernandez. Dr. Hernandez, thank you so much for joining the show today. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. Thank you.
So, Ramon, you are a part of American Heart Association San Diego Division. What is your title?
I'm a board member with the American Heart Association here in the San Diego region. And then I'm also the section chief for community health at UC San Diego at the School of Medicine in the Department of Pediatrics.
How long have you been doing both?
I've been with UCSD now for 10 years, and I've been with the American Heart Association for going over a year now.
Oh, what a crazy year to be a part of it now that COVID has introduced itself into our lives.
Yeah, isn't that true?
So today I wanted to discuss with you the collaborative work being done in San Diego by the American Heart Association, with a particular focus on tobacco vaping reduction, food access, and hypertension, with blood pressure awareness and control.
Right. So one reason that these efforts are so important that we're focusing on through the American Heart Association is that we know here in San Diego, in San Diego County, for example, one framework that we use is this concept of 3-4-50, which is there are three main behaviors, which are lack of physical activity, poor diet, and tobacco use, that lead to four main diseases. And these are cancer, heart disease and stroke, diabetes type 2, and lung disease. And these four diseases lead to over 50% of all the deaths in San Diego. And so I think that gives a really straightforward framework as to why American Heart Association is so involved in these topics around decreasing tobacco use in our county, increasing food access and healthy eating, and also increasing physical activity. Because we know that CVD, cardiac vascular disease, is one of the leading causes of deaths in San Diego, and the leading cause of death in the country.
And I got to say, ever since this pandemic hit, I'm definitely less active. I've been eating more, and I don't think I'm alone in this scenario.
No, you're not. I mean, similarly, right? That with COVID, we've been asked to, you know, shelter in place, to only go out for essential services. And as things start to open up, you know, we're doing a little bit more activity, but we've also have our diets have completely changed, and our physical activity and movement has changed quite a bit. And so one of the messages that we definitely would like to get out is how we can incorporate more movement and exercise into our daily life under this, you know, sort of what we're living in right now with COVID, and to not lose that as part of our daily routine.
Talk to me about health equity. What exactly does that mean?
So health equity is when we think of, you know, a disease, for example, since we're talking about those, like heart disease, that there are certain communities that have higher rates of the disease, and that speaks to inequity, right? So it's not that everyone has the same ability to get the disease or the same rate of disease, because sometimes there are a lot of underlying issues, particularly access to health care, access to food, healthy food. The environment that one lives in has a direct impact on many of these illnesses. And so what we're always trying to work towards is this concept of equity, that everyone, regardless of where you live, who you are, what you do, we all basically would have the same level of risk of getting any kind of illness. And that, unfortunately, isn't where we are right now. And so our poorer communities, our communities of color, those who are working in certain industries, those with underlying chronic diseases, are getting these diseases that many lead, unfortunately, to death at much higher rates than other communities.
So what does the American Heart Association do to help with this health equity?
So part of what we're doing right now is, you know, there are two large areas that we're focusing on. If we, you know, going back to those three behaviors, which is looking at food and diet, and then also tobacco use. And so particularly around food access, we're looking at, you know, this concept of equitable food access, where we would like everyone to have, you know, adequate and consistent access to nutritious foods, because we know that the lack of that can have quite a negative impact on cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes, and other illnesses. So we're working with partners across the county, you know, from the food bank to Feeding San Diego, to local partners and the different communities who are working on this, specifically to see how American Heart Association can support their efforts and really leverage the resources of the American Heart Association to elevate this work. I mean, I know that you probably, Amber, have seen that some of the news that's come out during COVID is that we are talking more about food insecurity, right? That all of a sudden people who maybe, you know, like you and I or others in our families or neighborhoods or communities who probably never ever thought that they would be in a place that they would be food insecure and having to use a food pantry to get enough food for themselves and their family. And yet that's where we are now. And so I think COVID is highlighting and putting a light on some of these partnerships and systems that we really need to strengthen, because we will be out of this at some point. You know, we will be in a different place at the end of, you know, once we have vaccines and more testing and so on. But people will, you know, our economy is still suffering, and it'll take a while for people to get their jobs back. And so this piece around food and access to nutritious foods will be an ongoing focus of the American Heart Association, not just for the short term, but I could see it for long term as well.
Talking about COVID, I've seen some news articles about COVID-19 and heart health, and that those with heart disease are at higher risk, those with diabetes and other things as well. Is that true?
Yes. So if we look at, for example, the deaths here in San Diego that are attributed to COVID, the three top underlying conditions of the COVID-associated deaths are hypertension, diabetes, and cardiac disease. So the quick answer is yes, that we know that those who are vulnerable to COVID have these underlying diseases, have a higher likelihood, unfortunately, if they're already in a vulnerable population, to possibly die of COVID.
When it comes to heart disease, am I right to assume that a lot of people have it and they don't even know it?
Yes, and so I think that that's another really important message here is one of the things that American Heart Association is really wanting to make sure the message gets out is that, you know, part of the COVID message and has been to stay home and to be careful and to social distance. But what we've also seen over these few months is that fewer people are going to the emergency room, fewer people are going to the doctor, accessing health care that they otherwise may be accessing. And so we want to make sure that people who are having any symptoms, whether it's around they think that they may be having a heart attack or maybe having a stroke, or if they just don't feel well, that they're calling their provider, their health care provider, or they're calling 911. That's why our first responders and our healthcare system is there. And while there is some fear, and we, you know, there's still so much that we still need to know about coronavirus, we still need to make sure that if you're not feeling well, or if you are in fear that you may be having a heart attack or a stroke, to please call 911 or to call your healthcare provider.
Are there certain symptoms or anything to look for early on that might be a sign that you may be suffering from heart disease?
So one thing that we definitely everyone should be following is their blood pressure, hypertension. And so I think that that's one of the simplest things that we can all be tracking and making sure that we're staying healthy. And because we know that hypertension can lead to other complications. And so that, you know, and then this ties back to the importance of a healthy diet and physical activity. So you start seeing all the connections and how all the dots connect here. And so we definitely want to be promoting both as much physical activity as possible, you know, if we can, 60 minutes a day, and then to incorporate as many healthy foods into our diet as possible so that we can maintain a healthy blood pressure, low hypertension, and so that we can prevent some of these illnesses and diseases.
With the COVID-19 pandemic, I know a lot of people are concerned even going to a hospital in general. Are hospitals safe with the pandemic?
So hospitals, you know, I think the message with hospitals is, you know, they're, I mean, when we talk about our healthcare workers, our doctors, our nurses, all the essential and needed workers who work at a hospital, they're really doing amazing work, right? And when we talk about the heroic work that they're all doing, hospitals are doing an amazing job to be safe, and that if we find ourselves in the need to go to an emergency room or call to please do that. And I think that the, you know, we have to just maintain all the safety protocols that we're being asked to maintain. So, you know, to wear a mask, if you are in a hospital setting, you know, wearing PPE, and to really follow as many of the guidelines, all the guidelines that you're being asked to follow. You know, so for example, about 3 weeks ago, I went to get tested. So I went to the to UCSD Health in Hillcrest, the Hillcrest Hospital, to get my testing done there. And, you know, you go, everything's a little different now from what we all remember. So there's, you know, you get your temperature taken, you check in. There are a lot of physical things that have been done to the spaces to make them safer for people who are at the hospital. And I will be honest, I did not feel unsafe knowing that I took the precautions I needed to take and that everyone at the hospital was doing what they need to do to keep themselves and to keep the patients and visitors safe as well.
So I know at the Entercom radio stations, we're going to be a part of the San Diego Heart and Stroke Walk this year, but it's going to be a little bit different. Normally, we meet at Balboa Park, but this year it's going virtual. Let's talk about the San Diego Heart and Stroke Walk.
Yeah, so our whole world is going virtual, isn't it?
It is, and it's kind of exciting because, you know, it can make it easier to be involved, really.
Yeah. No, I've seen this with some of the other work that I do as well, right? I mean, just even in healthcare, the increase in telehealth, right? That more and more physicians and healthcare providers are using telehealth to reach patients. And in many cases, what we're seeing is that more people are actually showing up to their doctor's appointments because of telehealth.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more convenient for a lot of people.
Right? Mm-hmm. When we talk about, you know, some of the barriers, particularly for some of these vulnerable and underserved communities, you know, there may be issues of transportation. They can't get, you know, they may have to take a bus, the cost of that. So there are all these sort of built-in barriers. And, you know, we were talking about equity. And telehealth is actually helping increase equity in that sense. And so, yeah, we are doing a lot of things quite differently, and I think some of them are going to stick because I think we're doing them better. And so with the San Diego Heart and Stroke Walk, we obviously can't show up in the thousands in Balboa Park and do the walk and, you know, be part of that amazing space and environment and energy of all the people there. So we have to move all that energy to a digital platform. So SanDiegoHeartWalk.org is how people can get involved. And what we've created, which is really wonderful, is that there's a 28 days path to the digital celebration. And people can go on that, and it's almost like a digital game of things that people can do over 28 days to get involved with the Heart Walk. So we hope everyone does go to SanDiegoHeartWalk.org to get involved and to really become part of this digital celebration as we really are working together to improve heart health and over our health and equity across San Diego.
What are some of the activities in the 28 days path to digital celebration on your website at sdheartwalk.org?
What you're going to find there is the digital experience over 28 days that will get us to the Heart Walk itself. And so throughout that, there's different activities. So for example, there's going to be, you know, asking people to, for example, do Zoom get-togethers to talk about the Heart Walk and what we're trying to do. We have different healthy activities, for example, you know, things around today really focus on your mindfulness and your mental health. And so some activities that you could be doing around that. You know, we have a day that we're asking everyone to make sure that they take their blood pressure and know your numbers, as we discussed earlier. There's another day where even though we're not actually walking, you know, some of the things that you can be doing to around physical activity, around short walks or exercises that you can do in your home. And so, you know, I think it's just a fun, different activity that people can either print out or they can just have on their bookmarks. And then each day, just kind of look at different things that we could be doing. And then also different links to kind of have everyone reemphasize the importance of why we are doing this heart walk. There are a couple of days within the digital experience that specifically spotlight survivors of heart attack, for example, because we all need to hear their stories and the importance of the work that American Heart Association does. And then we ask, you know, towards the end, that people can be sending us photos, you know, get into your walking, you know, what you would be wearing if you were on the walk, and send us photos that we can upload and really just kind of make this an amazing community event.
Well, it really sounds like the 28 days path to the digital celebration is something that not only you could do, but you could get the whole family involved, the kids too.
Oh, yeah. It very much looks like a game if you print it out, and you can just get some markers from one of your board games. You know, it very much looks like one of my colleagues called it. It looks like, you know, the digital experience, almost like a Candyland.
I love it.
Board game. So, and so I think it'll be it's just a great way of thinking differently, you know, that we're all asked to do right now, but to not lose focus on what we need to do, which is really getting these important messages out to our community to take care of their heart, their health, their well-being, so that we can have many, many celebrations together past COVID.
When is the 2020 San Diego Heart and Stroke Walk happening, the digital celebration?
Yeah. Right. So the walk itself is Saturday, September 19th. And so the digital experience that we're creating leads you up to September 19th.
Okay, so it's happening September 19th, and that's at sdheartwalk.org, right?
.org, yes.
Okay. And what is the goal of the 2020 San Diego Heart and Stroke Walk digital celebration?
Right. So our goal is that we're trying to raise $1 million for all the different work that we do in American Heart Association, from education to resources to research, so that we are able to get all these messages out, look at possible new treatments. And so we're currently at about $309,000 raised, which is awesome. And I just want to thank everyone who has contributed so far. And we're working towards that $1 million goal by September 19th.
And do you have to register if you want to be a part of the event?
Yeah, so the process will actually be very similar. That you register as a walker. We ask walkers to, as they've done in the past, raise funds as part of their walking group or individually or contribute on behalf of others. And so for that, it will be very similar to everyone who's already participated in the past. The only difference this year is that we won't be gathering in Balboa Park, but we'll be doing it all together digitally. And we're really looking forward to seeing a lot of awesome photographs from people on September 19th and past.
Are you looking for volunteers for anything by any chance?
Yeah, I would say that right now, just to have anyone who has, you know, to go to sdheartwalk.org and all the information's there and see how you can participate this year.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think that two messages. One is, you know, to really, I, as part of the American Heart Association, really just want to thank everyone, particularly our doctors, our nurses, our first responders, everyone who works in healthcare, for working just so incredibly hard to keep us all safe Thank you. And for everyone who, and to thank everyone who's in any of these essential services that I think we may have taken for granted in the past, from our grocery store workers to those who are working at the gas stations, you know, please continue to be safe, and thank you for working with us as well, for us as well. And know that American Heart Association is here to make sure that, you know, education, awareness, and treatment is out there around cardiovascular disease and other heart illness and disease. And we just we're just so happy to be part of this community. And we're doing all of this together with you. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Raymond Hernandez, board member of the American Heart Association San Diego Division and Section Chief Community Health at UC San Diego School of Medicine. I really appreciate you joining the show today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Amber. Thank you for providing this opportunity, and thanks for spending a little time with me.
Again, we invite you to join us for the American Heart Association's 2020 San Diego Heart and Stroke Walk digital experience. It's a meaningful way to honor and celebrate heart and stroke survivors, raise life-saving funds, and encourage physical activity as well. September 19th, you can walk where you are and join us on social media, where we'll share the impact of your efforts and hear from special guests as well. With the inaugural Heart and Stroke Walk digital experience, you can get active however you want. You can go for a walk, run, cycle, or play. We're all touched by these challenging times, but together we can continue to build stronger families, workplaces, healthcare systems, schools, and much more. When you join the American Heart Association's Heart and Stroke Walk, together we can make a difference in San Diego County. Just take a few minutes to consider the lives you're going to help change for the better through your leadership and donations. Together we are saving lives of more moms, dads, brothers, aunts, and babies. Help keep hearts everywhere beating. Let's take steps together to cure heart disease and stroke. You can visit sdheartwalk.org to learn more and register for the 2020 San Diego Heart and Stroke Walk digital celebration. Again, that's sdheartwalk.org. That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on the station's website. I'm Amber Rainey. Have a great day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.